Any question? So without any delay. A very brief explanation and we give it all.
How do you answer?
No, wait, wait a minute.
Just a
minute. Maybe this is easier. I will give you a very simple explanation of the paragraph you're going to give. And you will listen to its entirety, as it is, to see how Rumi will explain it to you. And we could do this with, especially this paragraph, this story, because this story is supposed to be easy for you. It is an easy story, because maybe it's your story. So you should find yourself in the story. The story is about a delegate from Julius Caesar coming to see the Caliph of Islam, Omar. You see why I mean it's your story. Because you are representative or the agent or the messengers of Greek-Roman philosophy. This is what Western society is all about. Okay? And as you all know, this is one side of the coin. And this is one very special point of view. Could you describe it? As simple as reality, believing in reality, provable logic, period. Logical. That's what you are representing, right? Okay. Who is Rumi? Rumi is not a scientist. He has scientific knowledge. But his scientific knowledge is not even up to date for us today to even talk about, right? Even if at the time he was the genius one. Because the science is this. Science is an ever-changing subject. Even the questions will change. Because we'll have the questions that we didn't know we could ask. Later we realize it, right? So, in the story that we are now, you are being invited to see the other side. Okay? What do you expect? You have an expectation, knowingly or unknowingly. You expect to see another's system, another kind of logic which works, and you could use it. Oh, even better, you could replace this Western point of view with that, and it's done. Right? Wrong. There is no such a thing. That's what this story is about. It will tell you that you are here to visit the representative of the other side of the coin, which is the essence. Here, we don't talk about form. We don't give a damn about form. We think about the essence. And the essence cannot be understood with the simple questions you have from the form and scientific point of view. What's your main questions? You have only two questions, right? If I tell you something is there, the first question is, how? Because your logic should be explained in the process that how it is done. And then you will ask why, right? Okay. Now you will hear a story of a guy and listen carefully. Because there are a lot of hints. Do not be engulfed with the story. already for several times I advise you that read the stories before, lose the first interest or the second interest in the happenings. Then watch carefully how Rumi will explain it, because he will say, okay, this God came here to see Umar. He was looking for the palace. They told him, he doesn't have any palace. He is sleeping under that special tree. Does it ring a bell? The sleeping of our first king and the process. He said, oh, ours, our universe extends to dream, imagination, and non-existence. Forget about the existence. Existence is only for a blink of moment here. Non-existence, all that. Therefore, this guy is sleeping. Then, before anything else, let's see, how do you feel? Because we are crossing the barrier and you're supposed to feel, because you don't understand. You're going beyond the logic. How is your feeling? Your feeling is black or white, right? You are either happy or sad. Could you be both? No. You don't understand it in your logic. This is the absence of this is that, right? The absence of pain is numbness. It's not joy. That's the funniest stuff over there. So it will be corrected here. He will feel something inside which is not supposed to be there, but it's there. Then Umar will wake up and will start talking. But he will say, first, salam, then we'll talk. You should notice why. Salam over there means peace. Because you are handling every other creature as opposition. You know the opposition. You don't oppose each other at all. So, peacefully we could talk. Me convincing you? No. Because you came to me. That simple. So notice how the story will be explained with all the details. Now we
ambassador of Rum came to the commander of the faithful Umar, may God be well pleased with him, and witnessed the gift of grace with which Umar, may God be well pleased with him, was endowed. To Umar in Medina there came through the white desert an ambassador from the Emperor of Rum. He said, O ye attendants, where is the palace of the Caliph, that I may take thither my horse and baggage? The folk said to him, he has no palace. Umar's palace is an illumined spirit. Though he has renown from being commander, he has a hut like the poor. O brother, how wilt thou behold his palace, when hair has grown in the eye of thy heart? Purge thy heart's eye of hair and defect, and then hope to behold his palace.